We're on the bottom. We had the Braisa yesterday. It's not a Braisa, I'm sorry. It's a Mishnah in Talmud. That Anshe Mishmer, if you remember from Talmud, it's the last Mishnah, fourth parak, first Mishnah, fifth parak. After they were Masadei Vorim on the Kevesh, it says, Yodu Lahem Ubol Lishka Sagoz Likris Hashma. Now they were early. It was really before, a little bit before the time we say Krishma. And they were rushed. They couldn't say a full davening, so they said an abridged form of the davening. So we learned yesterday, Baruch Hu Baruch Achas. They said one of the brachas before Krishma. Now we didn't know which one. We had yesterday machloigis. Did they say Avarabo? Or did they say Yetzer? Or which one? We had a machloigis. We're in the middle over there. So we had, by the first white line there on the bottom, Hochem Shmuel Avarabo, Reb Zriko, Reb Ami, Reb Shim Ben Lokesh, Yetzer Or. Okay. Kios Reb Yitzchak by Yosef Oma. Hoder Reb Zrika, this that was the Reb Zrika said b'shem Reish Lakish, that the bracha they said was Yotzer or Lav b'feirish Itmar. He didn't hear it directly, clearly from Reish Lakish. Not that Reish Lakish said they said Yotzer. He deduced it from something else Reish Lakish said. Elo mechlolit, we have that in the Gemara often. He didn't say it. He figured it out from something Reish Lakish said. Why? Dom Reb Zrika b'rabam b'shem Lakish. He said a memra like this. Zoysa Meres, he said, based on this Mishnah in Talmud, the Gezog, Zoysa Meres means I see from this Mishnah, Brocha Sein Mak V'Zu Azu. What does Brocha Sein Mak V'Zu Azu means? There's two Brochas to say, Yotzer and Avara. What if you only say one? Are you Yotzer that Brocha? He said yes. No, it's obviously, you said, let's say you say Yotzer, you don't say Avarab. Obviously not Yotzer Avarab. Question is, are you Yotzer, Yotzer, or they made a package deal, Chazal? So Reish Lakish said, from this Mishnah in Talmud, I understand that brachas ain mak v'zu azu, meaning they're independent, and you can say one without the other. So the word says like this. From that he figured out that he meant they only said Yotzer. How do you know? I amr bishmal Yotzer or havi amru. If you say they said Yotzer and didn't say Avarabo. Very good. Hainu de brachas ain mak v'zu azu, the lo kamri Avarabo. Because that means you're telling me the Anshe Mishmer, they had to make a quick davening. So Chazal told him, say Yotzer and not Avarabo. Obviously, it'll be Yotzer, Yotzer. Reish Lakish had a right to deduce from there, brachas ain mak v'zu azu. Elo, I amrit Avarabo havu. If they said Avarabo, you have no riot. Why? My, I amrit Avarabo havu amri. If they said Avarabo, then my brachas ain mak v'zu azu. How do you see that? Maybe the pshat is azeh. You know why they said Avarabo? Because it was too early. Early in the morning over there. It was too early to say Yotzer Or. That's why they said Avarabo. They'll say Yotzer Or later. See, if they said Yotzer Or not Avarabo, obviously they meant to abridge it. They're taking Yotzer Or and not Avarabo. So you see, you can say one without the other. If they said Avarabo, maybe it's just because it was too early. It's before Yakel HaMazog. So they said Avarabo, not Yotzer Or. They'll say Yotzer Or later. You have no right to deduce from that. Brachas Mak V'zu Azu. My brachas ain't mak v'zu azu. Where do you see that? Dilma haidlo amri yotzer or mishum lamotas man yotzer. It's too early. V'chimotas man yotzer havru amrei. So he didn't hear from him that they said yotzer, but he heard from him that he said brachas mak ain't brachas mak v'zu azu. He understood that he was understanding it's yotzer or, because if it was avarabo that they said, he couldn't have made that deduction. Reish Lakish. Frag the Gemara, as often it does. Ve'im echlola mai. So what if he said Mechlola? What's the difference? That's the truth. He said Yotzer. So no. Because if he figured it out, I could argue with him. He may not be right. He said that since Reish Lakish said, Zoso Meres Brochus Ein Mak V'Zuzo, must be, said Yotzer. But the name could be not that way. Di Mechlola, I'll say Le'elam Avarabo Havu Amre. V'chimot Zman Yotzer Havu Amre Le. They taka said Avarabo. And they said Yotzer Or later in the day. So what then did Reish Lakish mean that Zoysomeres ain't Makis? They said them both. He didn't mean ain't Makis and Gansen. He meant the order is not Makis. That's all he meant. Since they said Avarabo in the morning, later at the day they said Avarabo. Zoysomeres, I'm sorry, later they said Yotzer, Zoysomeres, the order is not Makis. That's all he meant. Umay brochus ain't Makis, Zuazu, say their brochus. That's all Reish Lakish meant. So the Gemara is saying, we have no Hechrich from Reish Lakish. We're going to come back to this in the beginning of the next parak. I glad it won't be here tomorrow, but the Shia, I'm sure, will do a fine job. Which of this is true? At the end of the day, do we remain that brachas ain't ma'akvis or not? Because at this point in the Gemara, one could well say that brachas are ma'akvis. It's not clear. It could be only to say it is the ma'akvis. We'll see tomorrow. The ma'akvis, it's not ma'akvis. Okay, let me get my. V'koyin aseres hadibris. That your Mishnah said aseres hadibris with Krishna. Interesting. We don't say that. They said aseres hadibris. The Rambam says kizeh ikar hadas v'reshisli. That's where Yiddishkeit starts. The Reb Sadia is bavus. The Ramban brings a chumish because in aseres hadibris is near mazul tayeg mitzvahs. So they said that with Krishna. Koran aseres hadibris shma voim shemoav ayoyimim. Then they said three brachas. Emes v'yatziv, what called Gal Yisrael, avoida ritzei and birchas koyanim, which we said means not the duchen. They said birchas koyanim the way we do with Sim Shalom, not on the duchen. It was too early. If you remember, they didn't go to the duchen until later after Akhtar Zemurim. Okay. Omer Bira Mishmuel, af bigvul and big shulikros came. They wanted to make a takona that we should also say aseres hadibris with Krishna. Everybody should say it. Elo shekvar bitlum etnei taroy mesaminim. They stopped it. Because, look at the Rashi, we're afraid that if we'll start saying every day aseres hadibris with the Krishna, the minim will come and say, you know why they're saying aseres hadibris? Because that's the whole Torah. The rest of the Torah is not real. Look at Rashi. Netaroy mesaminim. Shelo yomru la'amei ha'oretz. Ein shar Torah emes. V'teidu. Shein karin ela mashur ha'kodesh baruch hu. V'shom yipiv misinai. What's that? It's aseres hadibris. Because the rest of the Torah is chashol not real. So they didn't want to... There are those l'moshul. The midig ha'olam is to stand up. Akris ha'teir aseres hadibris. There are many people who will not stand up for this type of a reason. You don't want to make it too special aseres hadibris because it makes it look like the rest of the Torah is less. Agav, who want to mean him into Santa Rashi and on your Gemara? My Gemara says Akum Goyim. That's definitely from the censor. That's not true. They didn't make a takona for the Goyim. The meaning are the meaning, but what do you have in your Gemara? Meaning Akum. That's from the censor. It's not true. And the Rashi has it read there. Aminim. Haminim. Rashi says Akum. I don't know. Mike Moore has a note. One on the bottom. It says Talmide Yeshu. Yeah. And the truth is, many say the word Min is Rosh Tevis Mikat Yeshu Noitzri. That's what the word Min started from. But this Akum can't be real. I mean, it didn't do this called Akum. If that makes sense, Rashi says in the next line, Amei Oritz. What? No, they're not. They're our boys. They're all our boys. Tani Nami Hochrib Nosanon, Bigvulim, Bigshul Likris, Kenshikar, Bitlum, Le Tarumas Aminim. Rabba Babachona, Sovel, Lekminu, Besura, Omle Chizik, Bitlum, Le Tarumas Aminim. Ameima Sovel, Mikvinu, Benado, Omle Ravashik, Bitlum, Le Tarumas Amin. Ubishabbis says the Mishnah in Tomid, it was one more bracha. Le Mishvar Yaitse. Barony, save me 10 minutes. What are you fixing the clock? I could finish 10 minutes early. What are you fixing the clock? Wait till I finish. The Mishra Yetzir on Shabbos, the Mishmar is switched, right? Everybody worked the week. The Mishmar is switched. Rashi brings the Gorn Sugi. The Mishra Yetzir did the Tomat Shel Shachar and the Musafim. Then the new Mishmar did Tomat Shel Bein Abayim and the Bozichan. So there was an added bracha that the Mishra Yetzir said. Ube Shabbos, Mosifin, bracha Achas, Mishra Yetzir. What was the bracha? My bracha Achas? Omer Pchelbo, Mishra Yetzir. The ones who are leaving avoida give a bracha to the ones entering the avoida. Misha shikin a shmoi babayis hazeh who yashkin beinechem avo v'achlo v'sholem v'reyus. Zog the mashu zeh yaguv. What's that? The satna bracha. This mishma is losing this bracha. What's it? Osa chasana do. Avach v'sholem v'reyus. If you remember, we had in Tom and you have in Yuma, before they instituted the pious, there was fighting going on because the kohenim used to fight. There was a race, if you remember, who would get the Tumas Hadesh, and he pushed him off, he broke his leg, I got some Isa. This broch, he says, was before the pious. That's why they gave him the broch. I was like, I'm Shalom Vareyus. Shouldn't be too much competition. I looked at my shur. Mokim Shalom Laharich. Okay, this is a very shmer piece of Gemara. Mitgendo Maturashi, it's not the easiest pshat, it's in a way the simplest pshat. Okay. Pshit. I'm going to start off with a pshit. He has a cup of wine in his hand. He, as he begins to make his bracha, is under the impression that it's beer. Okay? Now let's get this straight. What's the bracha on chamra? What's the bracha on shikra? Shakel. Now, if you make shakel on yayin, you're also okay. As the Mishnah will have soon, alakoil. Anything you say shakel is good. If you'll make bray pragofen on shikra, it's no good. Okay, he's got wine in his hand, and he thinks it's shikra. Posach umevorech. We're going to disargue here. Adaito the shikra. as he began the bracha, the seis, when he said Shemu Malchus, Baruch Atosh, Amakina Melcha Oilom, he thought it was Shikra. So he had in mind to say Shahakra. Right after Oilom, he chapped its Yayin, and he finished Bari Priyagov. So what he did was he said the right bracha, but he had the wrong kavona in Shemu Malchus. Zog the Gemara posh it that it's good. V'siyim b'dechamri yotze. Why? Because he does nothing wrong here. Even had he continued Shahakali b'yotze. In other words, he had the wrong kavona in Shemu Malchus, but it really doesn't matter because with the evidence it would be good. So this has to be a good bracha. There's nothing wrong here. He said the right bracha, and he had the wrong kavona in Shemu Malchus. Even that would have worked. Okay, that's poshut by the Gemara. The Nami in Omar Shakal Nivoro, had he finished up Shakal Nivoro, Yotzo. Do hast nan, al kulam im Omar Shakal Nivoroi, Yotzo. Now, the point here, it's an interesting problem here. The one says this is poshut, right? It's so posh. What are you bothering me with? So it's too posh. Very posh the things. What does it tell me? There's got to be something here. There is a chiddush here. The chiddush is, I could have thought that when the Mishnah said that you make a shakel on wine, on anything, it's good. That's when I know what I'm doing. In other words, I have an apple. I've been foiled. I don't remember. I want to be yotze with shakel. I'm yotze. But maybe if it's a mistake, you're not yotze. In other words, what if I have, forget this guy, I have an apple in my hand. I forget apples, this is ridiculous. I have wine in my hand, and I thought it was beer, and I make shakel. Not okay, I might go straight to shakel. I might have thought you're not yotze there, because that's a mistake. Had I known it was wine, I would have made. Maybe it's only when I have kavonah to pater. There is a shtickel, chiddush. It's not a no-no, it's not nothing this morning. Let me two
kavanah. In the beginning, you had a
kavanah
for one.
2 months in Nunzashina Shalam. That's the second shot in Prima God. That's the Chiddush. I would have thought Shaka works on anything if it's a normal bracha. But if you split your bracha in half, maybe Stam not a good bracha. Because half you thought this, half you thought that. As the Prima God says, maybe that's another Chiddush in this. Okay? You know, you've gone to the Iyun Shia. I went to the first simple pshat. Okay, good. Oh, what's Yerushai Lidi Gemara? Fakert. Heicho de konokit kasa de shikra biyode. He had a cup of beer in his hand. So the din is shakali and not Bari Pigov. And Bari Pigov would be no good. Kosova de chamrahu. He thought it was wine. Yeah. Uposach uborich adaita de chamra. He said, Hashem lakena melech oilom, it's in and out of God, Bari Priyagof. V'siyim b'deshikra. So here already you have a question. The bracha is good. He wound up saying shakl. But his Shemu Malchus was with kavonas Bari Priyagof, which is a no-no. It would not be good. Now, who said that kavona means anything but halal? It is a big asik. Either we say we're going mitzvah strichas kavona, or we say we're going mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona, but a kavona fakert is no good. In other words, even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona, but if you think something different, in other words, a guy blows shofar. We are paskel amazon mitzvah ein tzrichas kavona. We are many rishonim paskel mitzvah ein tzrichas kavona. So you stand below the shofar, you yotze. But if you blow the shofar, having in mind that you're performing in Carnegie Hall, that's a different story. That's a kavona, a negative kavona. That's how they learn you. So either you say mitzvah is kavona, so then of course kavona plays a role. And even if it's ain't mitzvah kavona, that is via blank head. But if you think Bari Priyagofen instead of shakel, that's a problem. So what do you have here now? You have brachas fine, your end. However, your beginning of the brachas is in a way no good. It had an improper kavona. My bossa ika bracha has linen. Ika bracha, you have to be careful, it doesn't mean the end. It means the beginning. Miloshe mei kor. Bossa de shemo malchus. And you don't have a shemo malchus here because the kavona cancels it. I don't really care about that. Lemais, I finished off with a good chsima, so that schleps along with it the rest, and I have a broch. Toshma. Okay, so come, get a Rashi learns. Shachris. Posach b'yotzor siyim b'mariv arovim lo yotz. Again, Rashi learns it doesn't mean he said yotzor and he finished mariv arovim. He thought yotzor. Same idea. As he said, Baruch Hashem l'kenem elech oilom, he's in the morning. He's in the evening. He thought to say Yotzo, he thought to say the right thing. Right? He finished off the wrong thing. That's for sure not good. He said the wrong brach. Now this case is similar to ours. Pasach b'mari is in the morning when he said brach at Hashem kinam elachaylam after yishtabachot. He had in mind to say mariv arovim. See him be yotzer, but he right away said yotzer. That's our case basically. Yotzer. So here it says yotzer, meaning pasach hasim azlina. Now you have the flip at night. Arvus. Pasach b'mariv arovim. He started with the proper kavonas, and then he said yotzer lo yotzer. Okay. Pasach b'yotzer. That's again analogous to our case. Hashem kinam elachaylam mariv. He had in mind to say yotzer. What did he say? The right thing. B'mariv arovim yotzer. Klolu sheldova hakel helach achachisum. Oh, so lechuri, you have a raya from there that in our case should be good. That when he finished up, even though he had in mind Ve'ez Shemu Malchus, it's good, just like here. Here in the morning, he finished up, Yitzhak said the right thing. When he said, he had in mind Marvarom, said it's good. So it's a raya to our case. Of the Gemara, maybe not. Shiny Hossam, very interesting. Diko Omar Baruch Yitzer Hamo'oyreis. There, meaning maybe the psicha messes up. Maybe not having in mind messes you up. But here, don't forget, you have the whole end of the bracha that can save you. Forget the yotzer v'aruch hashem at the end. That's no good, let's say. But at the end, you have baruch ato Hashem yotzer hamo'ores. So you have that. Okay. So that saves you. That when at the end was perfectly good. There he said, "Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Hamo'ores." Says the Gemara, "Yeah, that." But let's understand. In Baruch, so what are you telling me? Really, I'm invalidating the beginning. Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Or, because that you messed up. But I save it at the end. Baruch Hashem Yotzer Hamo'ores. Yeah, but there's no malchus at the end. You don't have Yishemu malchus because Yishemu malchus and that broke is only at the beginning. According to Rav, all you need is Shem. So you don't need Malchus. So you can tell me the fact that at the end, I have Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Hamo'ores can save the day. That can sort of make up because I don't really, I can drop the beginning. But Rav Yochan, that we hold, Malchus, ain't a brocha. So you can't just tell me, forget Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Melech Yetzirah, that was no good. And it was good because it says that then Baruch Hashem Yetzirah Moiris. Where's Yishemu Malchus? Yishemu Malchus is at the beginning. That means somehow that counts in the Baruch. So then we do have a Raya. Because you can't just discount the beginning and you the end. I need the beginning. I need Elkeinu Melech Olam. So then I do have a Raya that when he thought Elkeinu Melech Olam and he said Yetzirah, that's good. So I do have a Raya to my Shaila. Ma'ika Lameima, Chutzi Araya. It's yeah, Ryan. Elozok, well, I'll give you a different difference. What happened over there, again, he had in mind in the morning, when he said, he had in mind to say Mariv Arovim, but he said Yotzer Or. So what's our problem? His kavona in the morning was wrong. Because when he said, he thought Mariv Arovim. That's like here, he thought Bori Piragov. Says the word, not so simple. Because we said before yesterday that we maskir midas hayoyim balaylo and midas halaylo bayoyim. So when he thought, as he said, he thought nighttime also has yotzer or in it. It's not like here. When you think on a cup of beer, bori piragofen, you're thinking not shahakl. But when I think at the morning, mariv arovim, I'm still thinking light, because at night I also say goyel or mipnei choshech. And at night when I think Yotzer Or, I'm also thinking night, of course it's Bori Choshech. So the kavonas don't bother me that much. Because each kavona has in it both of them. You can't say he had only in mind one. There, the kavona includes both. So it's not a tzushtel to us. So vaitano raya. Zog the Gemara, toshma misseifo, klolo shel dover. Good, there's a ribu in the end. What case are we being including with that klal at the end? My love, la asuye hoda moron. Our case. Should be good. So more low. La asuye, interesting case. Namo vitamre. You have bread and you have tomorrow. Tomorrow is dates. So hey chadom, what's the case? Ilemo de ochal nahamo. He's eating bread. because sover the tamre, he thinks it's dates. Ochalu posach adait the tamre. We're not talking about brochim. We're talking about achroina here. He thought it was tomorrow. So when he said al kenu melachoylem, he had in mind to say alapeiris. Okay. V'siyim b'dinham. We finished off hamoitzi. Nu, and that you're telling me is what's included. Hakrachit. That's exactly our case. So vayta you have a riot. Haynu bayun. So vayta have a riot. He thought. When he said Kemel Choylem, he thought Aloetz or Pirates. He finished up Birchas Hamazon. That's exactly our Shaila, and it says it's good. Hakolech Achisum. No, Lo Tzricha. That case, the Bryce, it's no right. The Bryce's case is the reverse. Very interesting case. Kol the Ochal time is eating dates. Because Sova Naham, he thought it was bread. Ochal Posa b'Denahamo. When he said Birchas Kemel Choylem, he thought Azon Asoylem Kulo. He finished up the proper bracha. V'siyim b'detamrei yotzo. Why is that good? Vayta had the wrong kavona. He had thought birchas hamazon. The afilu siyim b'denahama. Even had he continued benching yotzo. It's an interesting din. The Gemara says, "My time of the tamrei now in mezin zayne." That's very very good. Kiddush here. Since tomorrow are fulfill you, if you bench on tomorrow you yotze. So then there's no raya from there because he had in mind benching. He finished up the right of yes, but the benching is also okay because if he continued benching, it would also be okay. The problem is, so what's the chiddush then of this hakol holech achar achisum? The chiddush really is that if you bench on dates, as they say in Shulchan Aruch, somebody eats dates and benches, is yotze. So the chiddush is this chiddush. It's a case of mevorchim dik chiddush that if you bench on dates, it's a good benching. But that's not what it says. It says hakol holech achar achisum, and not do the chisum. It's because it's a good bracha, even the whole thing. It's a problem. People go to blab shver of them. The next line in the Rosh Yisro from Yoshtikel, he blab shver on this gemara. It's a psofani for gemara. Some have eitzes, but it's pashtus. It's difficult. What? No good. Has to make a bracha. No good. Only dates. Only dates. Some rishonim say wine. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings Chachmat Sofer on wine. Only dates. For some reason, Chazal held dates were very. They fill you up. I don't know. Okay. Amar Rabba Babchina Samish made the Rav Kol Shloim Emes Vyatsiv Shachris Emes Amun Arvis Lo Yotzi Dechovoso Shenemar Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho. In the morning we say Chasodim. Emes Vyatsiv is basically retelling Gulas Mitzray. The night broch, if you look, talks already about the future. Let's just see the Rashi. There's a good Rashi to know. Lahagid baboyke chazdechu birchas emes v'yatziv kula al chesed she'osam avoseinu she'tzim in Mitzrayim u'bok lamayam v'heviram. Birchas emes when at night we speak about the future. Medar bebo afal ho'asidois she'nu mitzapim she'ikayim lonu after chozo v'emunosu l'go'oleinu miyad melochim miyad aritzim amekav kalitzim all that business l'vosom nashenu b'chaim l'adichen abom masoyveinu kolei l'anisvach adedirim tomit. So the night we speak of emuna in the future. That's lahagid baboyke chazdechu that's emes v'yatziv. Okay, this was not an easy gemara. What does it mean? If you don't say emes v'yatziv, you're not yotze. If you don't say emes v'yatziv, you're not yotze. You didn't say emes v'yatziv. What am I saying? If you don't say something, you're not yotze because you didn't say it. It's a strange gemara. So, that's zok de beis yosef. He means shteitzach. You're not yotze. Emes v'yatziv, but it means you're not yotze the krishma. You're not yotze, but you're not yotze properly. Let's state the Kesemish, the two, you're not Yotze Krishma Ketikun. You're missing something in your Krishma. Obviously, you don't say Emes V'yatzev. You didn't say Emes V'yatzev. What's to talk about? I mean, you didn't say it. Some learns the Gemara means if you flip them around, you're not Yotze. You say Emes V'yatzev at night, Emes V'yatzev in the morning, it means you're not Yotze. Okay, good. Om Rabbi Pchina Sabu Mishmei Rabbi Spalak Shu Korea Korea BeBoruch. You bend your knees by Boruch. Ukshu Zoykev Zoykev Hashem. You should be upright when you say the Shem. Om Ashul My Time and the Rab Dechsev Hashem Zeykev Kufim. When you say the Shem, you should be upright. I Meisvei Mipnei Shmi Nichesu Niches means bent over. So you see by the Shem you bend down. In fact, the more Miksev Bishmi doesn't say Bishmi Niches when you. By the Shem you bow. Faket, say Mipnei Shmi before my name. Get up. Ksiv. Amal Shmuel Chiba Rab Aruyin Tov Eimelch Mil Samali Slom Abuch that your father said. Hochi Yom Abuch Shu Korei Korei BeBoruch Shu Zoykev Zoykev B'Shem. Reb Sheish is Ki Kora Koru Ki Chizri bent like a stick, meaning he bent down quickly, but he didn't get up like that. He get up slowly. Ki Chivya the Gemara calls like a snake. Ki Kozokev Zokev Ki Chivya. a snake, I mean, I haven't seen a snake getting up lately, but that a snake doesn't get up like this. He picks his head up and then he moves up. The idea is when you go down fast to show the hachnon. You come up slow. You're not rushing away from it. Like the whole bowing is a job. You got to get out of there. You go up slowly. Okay. In yonah the yoyim mamish kol hashana kula odom espalo akel hakodesh and hamelech eitz doku mishpat chutz me'asor yom shemashon yom kippur. I say this with tshuva shemespalo hamelech hakodesh vehamelech hamishpat v'Rebbe Lozer omar afilo omar akel hakodesh yotzo, which most rishonim understand that means the first day of hell. You're not yotze, not just you should say hamelech hakodesh, but you're not yotze if you say akel hakodesh. Shenemar, I'm sorry. Yafilo Amakel Hakodesh Yotzo. Why? Shenemar. Everybody understands the idea of Hamelech, as Rashi says. Mishpat Yomim Halolu Humare Malchuso. Says Reb Lez. But still, it says Vayigba. We say this always. Rosh Hashanah Davnin. Vayigba Hashem Tzvokis Bamishpat Amakel Hakodesh Nikdash Bitztoka. When is Amosar Vayigba Hashem Tzvokis Bamishpat Elasor Yom Shemishkan Rekom? And yet it says Hakel Hakodesh. Does the Machlokes Rabbi Bachino, they were early Amoroim. My Havi Allah, what was the maskona at the end? Amachloik is later Amoroim. Om Rabbi Yosef, Akel HaKodesh, Melech Hetzdoku Mishpot. You don't change. Rabbi Omar, HaMelech HaKodesh, VaMelech HaMishpot. V'Hilchus HaKarabu, we paskin like Rabbi, that you have to say HaMelech HaKodesh, VaMelech HaMishpot. And most Rishonim hold that he means even B'dievet. So if you say it wrong, you got to go back and say we paskin. Akel HaKodesh, you say Akel HaKodesh in Aseres Metshuvah, you have to go back. Now, they all point out that in HaMelech HaMishpot, it's not that way, because our Nusach during the year is Melech Oyv Tztoku Mishpot. So even if you say that, it's okay, because even our Nusach mentions Malchus. You'll say they had ordinance because Hakel Oyv Tztoku Mishpot, you think I have to go back. But our Nusach points out the Ramor, and the average will be okay. If you have biyotcho to daven for your friend as avtzoris, and you can daven, ve'ena mevakesh, and you don't do it, nikra choyte. Shenemar, Shmuel tells Klal Yisrael over there when they come to ask for a melech and they got in trouble. So he says, do this, and I'll daven for you also. Gam anoichi cholila li mechatoil Hashem chas v'shol mashadu an aveira mechatoil espalo ba'adachem. So you see, had he not davened for them, it would have been chatoil Hashem. It's a chet not to daven for a yid who you can daven for. Omar Rovo. Im Talmud Chochem hu v'tzorich l'rachmim. If the other person is a Talmud Chochem and you have to daven, tzor sheyech la'atzmolo. Not only you got to daven, you have to make yourself sick davening. My taimo, where'd you get that from? Ilema mishum d'siv. Shol HaMelech says, ve'ein choyla mikem olai. None of you are making yourselves sick for me. Goyla es ozni. And you're telling me what's going on over here. He was a Talmud Chacham, so you see, he wanted them, they should make themselves sick over him. So the Gemara, Dilma Melech Shaina, again, a Talmud Chacham, also the Melech Yisrael. Maybe a Melech is a different story. Elamei Hocho, David HaMelech says, V'ani b'chaloysom levushi sok. When they were sick, I put on sock to daven. Now he has to be very careful. We're trying to say that when that person needs help, I have to make myself sick. That's not what it says here. David says, "Ani b'chaloi som." When they were sick, "Ani b'chaloi som levushi sok." I davened for them. That they're sick, I'm davening. Where does it say that the guy who davening has to make himself sick? So the Mashur point, it's from the rest of the pasuk. Somebody have the pasuk there. They bring the pasuk on starting where it's "Ani b'chaloi som levushi sok." Al cheki sosh, but I said it. My daven should come back on me. The Mashiach says they are sick. Meaning that the davening for the sick one should come back on me, meaning I should become sick. Because from these words in the pause, you're supposed to know right. They're sick. I'm trying to show that you should be sick. Okay. What? Who was it's Achitayful there? No. It's Rashi says, no? Sorry? So you tell me the Chachom, Rashi says. Amar Rabba Bechina Saba, famous Gemara, Mishmei de Rav, Eichan Eminyana de Yoyma. Koloisa Dvar Aveira, U Mizbayish Boy, a person is really embarrassed, really Mizbayish, Moichlan Lo Akol Avenoisa. Shenemar, Laman Tiskiri Vovoisht, Echizesko Retzim Kal Yisrael, Velo Yilachoy Pischin Peh, Mibnei Kli Mosech. If you're so embarrassed, you can't even open your mouth from shame, Bekapri Loch, as I am a Chabel, Cholshe, Osis, Numa Shem Elikim. So you see that Lamantiski Vavoisht, and your Kalimo is even a stronger stage of embarrassment, Hashem will be Machaber. Frank Dimadimu Tzibur Shiny, right? Tzibur is a different than a Yochid. The Rebbe Nagant Sakal Yisrael is Lamantiski Vavoisht. Who said if a Yochid is Nizbayish? Hot a Kaporo? Mehocho. Vayoyme Shmuel El Shol. There was the Maizim Shmuel needed an Eitzah, so he got Deishas Oiv over there to bring back Shmuel from the dead to talk to him. When Shmuel comes, he had no Eitzahs there. It says over there, he asked Loyano Hashem, not Bechaloimus, and Urvetumim, that he couldn't get an answer. So he went, it wasn't there, he went and he got Shmuel back. Shmuel comes, what does he say? Vayeme Shmuel of Shul, Loma Higastani. La Haloi, so I see, what do you bring me back from over there? Vayeme Shul, look what Shmuel says. Sarli Moid, Uplishtim Nilchamim Bi. Velikim Sarme Olai. Veloyonon, he doesn't answer me. Gambi Yaranavim, Gamba Haloimus. Not in Nevim, not in Haloimus. Ekro, Loch, Lodieni, Moese. Now, Shmuel left out Urim. In the beginning of that parak, he said he asked the Nevim, he asked the Urim Vetumim. When he gives over the report to Shmuel, he leaves out the Urim. Why? Because he was embarrassed to mention. Why? Because there were no more Koyanim left. He went into Urim answer because he killed out the Neivir HaKehanim. He was embarrassed to say it. So there was embarrassment here. So you see that he was embarrassed and he got kapar. Where do you see he got mechila for this embarrassment? Right there, Zok Shmuel. Umochor, the prince is going to say, Umochor atu ubonecho imi. You'll be with me. Rabbi Yochan imi bimchitzosi. Rabbon and Amri, they have another proof that Shaul got kapora, mehocho. This is later, much later. The Givoinim want revenge. David asks, what do you want? David says, give us 7 descendants from Shaul and we'll kill him and we'll hang him up. So they say to him, oh, Hikanim, I got to. Who? Hang on. Lashem begiv Shaul p'chir Hashem. Now, that's an interesting passage. They hated Shaul. They're asking for revenge. I want 7 of his 8 o'clock and we're going to string him up. Shaul p'chir Hashem. They're making fun of Shaul. They didn't say that. They said Shaul. A baskol came out when they said Shaul said p'chir Hashem. So you see, he was nimchal. Yotza baskol v'om p'chir Hashem. Amr Babo ben Zutus Emra Buda bar Zavida. Bikshu likvoya parshas bolok b'krishma. They wanted to put parshas bolok as part of krishma. Umepneina lo kavua mishum tarach tzibur. Too much, it'll be too long. Look how long it takes the rov to say krishma as it is. Noch haganza parsha. Let me get out of here. My time. What's that? As parshas bolok should be part of krishma. There's a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's other parshas like that also. Lema parshas Ribis. At the end of parshas Ribis, I shall say so. Parshas Mishkolas. The Vayitin says I shall say so. It's from Yitzias Mitzrayim. El Rabbi Yosi Barovin. Mishum the Siv Bo Haikro. Korash O Chav Ka Ari. Uchlovi Mi Yikimeno. That's like Mishoch Bucho. Uf Kumecho. Zogt Rashi the Domi Lishoch B'chov Kumecho. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Shomreinu B'shochveinu Uf Kumeinu. Lishkav Shleivim V'shketim Karich Lovi. Fine. Oh, so now what do you tell? So again, why do you want to say Parshas Bolok? Because it has in the Pasuk Korashoch of Kari. Why didn't you say it? Tichad Tzibura. Okay, Zog Gans Parshas Bolok. So say that Pasuk. I was like, Ferla, say that one Pasuk. How long can that take? V'lei Mahai Psuko V'sulo. Zog the Gemara. Gimiri kol parsha de posko Moshe Rabbeinu paskin in a parsha that Moshe broke in half, he made a stop. We'll say it. The loy posko Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskin. A very interesting Gemara. So we're used to saying the other Gemara called psuka de lo paskimesha. We don't say half a posuk. Don't state you can't say half a parsha. That's not brought anywhere in the poskim. It's an interesting thing. It's not brought anywhere. Posuk, we don't have a din like that. That means you can't say a posuk. We know you can't say half a posuk. It's called posuk l'pasuk imenishin. Da steht, you can't say a posuk. We're not the whole pasha. It's not brought l'din. It's a question why. It's a question. Oh, pasha's tzitzis v'mei makavua. Why is pasha's tzitzis become part of Krishna? Amrita b'chaviva m'nei sheyesh bo chamisha dvorim. Has five things. We'll soon see it's really six. That's why on the side, some say it should say shisha dvorim. Let's see. Mitzas tzitzis. Yitzias mitzrayim. Oil mitzvahs, das minim, I'm sorry, right? Hiru aveiro, v'hiru avodah zarah. So you have six things there. So let's go. Bishlo hanitlas, the first three, that's a mefurish. All mitzvahs, tichsiv, urisim also, uschartem, es kol mitzvahs Hashem. Tzitzis, tichsiv, asulam tzitzis. Yitzis mitzrayim, tichsiv, asher hotzeisi. Elo das minim, hiru aveiro, v'hiru avodah zarah. You know, where do you have those? The sanyo, achre levavchem zum minus. That's minus. V'chein hu omer, omar novel belibo ein elikim. Omar novel, that's the beginning of Tillim over there. Yudalit. That's referring to an apikiris over there. Achre einechem zahir raveiro. Shenem avayem eshim shenel oviv oisokach li ki yoshua be'enai. Ashatem zoinim zahir avoydah zorah. So you have six things over there. Again, we have tzitzis, yitzrayim, or mitzvahs. That's minim hiravayim avodah zarah. Yet it says chamisha dvorim. So that's some say the gifts really should be shisha dvorim. The Mashal says it could be that we count das minim and oil mitzvahs as one. Because minim are not accepting all the mitzvahs, something like that, or here aveira could be counted together with here aveira zora, or some say a poshet pshat. You want to know why you're saying parshas tzitzis, as opposed to what? Let's say these others; they all have yitzias mitzrayim. So it has six things, but we want to know what's its mile. Its mile is the five things plus yitzias mitzrayim. That has yitzias mitzrayim. This has yitzias plus five. That's why it says Chamisha Dvorim. The Yitzias Mitzrayim basement doch. But we got other things with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. Zeche Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a nit sipur from Pesach by night. It's every night we say it. That's why we say Parshat Tzitzis Krishma night. Elai Ladman. We have no Tzitzis at night. We say it for the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Omer Blos Ben Azariah. That's why it's been off in the Haggadah. Harani Kiben Shivim Shona. We'll learn at Afches. He was a young man. He was 18 years old. But he became the Gnosis. And Nishge passed. So and there was a time when Jews did not worship youth. Didn't look good to be young. Fakert. So the Ness happened. He got a very long white beard. And he looked like he was 70 years old. Today the 7-year-olds are being mispiled. They should look like 18-year-olds. But that wasn't a given, I say, by us. Okay. I didn't win. I didn't win my machloikas with the Chum. I didn't prove that there should be Yitzias at night. Achid Rosh Ben Zoyim until Ben Zoyim came along. Shenemar leman tiskos yom tzeis chom eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho. Yemei chayecho ayomim kol yemei chayecho aleilois. Vachachom rom no. Yemei chayecho zoy lemazek kol lehovi lemois ha-moshiach. Tanya omlam Ben Zoyim lechachomim vechim askimim Yitzias Mitzrayim lemois ha-moshiach. Will we have to be maski Yitzias Mitzrayim lemois ha-moshiach? Balik vonem ha-raposuk in yim yohine yomim boim num Hashem v'lo yom oid chay Hashem asher helos bnei som eretz Mitzrayim. That'll sort of be forgotten. We're talking about Goy Gomorrah, the matter at the very end. They won't remember then he took us out from Mitzrayim. That'll be forgotten already. Kim Chai Hashem, Asher Helo, Asher Hevi, Ezerah, Beisrael, Me Eretz Tofoino, and we call our Rotsus, Asher Hidach, Tom Shom. Oh, so Yisluchur, it says we're not going to remember it. Omru Lo, Lo Shetei Oki Yitzias Mitzrayim Min Mekoyim. Not that Yitzias Mitzrayim will be wiped off the books. El Shetei Shibun Malchi is Iker, V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Tofel Lo. That Shiv Malchus means the end. The Goy Gomorrah Dika Shiv Malchus. That will become the main gula. It says it will be secondary, but it won't be forgotten. Kayetz be'ata omer lo yikor shimcha od Yaakov ki Yisrael yeshmech. What does that mean? No more Yaakov. Only Yisrael's not true. We know after that we still call him Yaakov. It became secondary to the name Yisrael. So to over there, Yitzias Mitzrayim became secondary to the final Shibun Malchus. Lo yishayok Yaakov mimekoymoy eli Yisrael yikav Yaakov tofelo v'chein hu oimer. You have to be careful. This pasuk al tiskeru rishoynes v'kadmoynes al tizboynenu al tiskeru rishoynes Zeshibud Malchias. That means here, yeah, but it's the exact opposite. We're saying you will remember Shibud Malchias. This means the Shibud Malchias in between. There's Yitzias Mitzrayim, then there's our Shibud Malchias. Golas Bovel with Unz Golas. Then the last one is Ashehela, that's the final Goygu Mogoy. These Golas sin, there's no Zikoran altogether, no Mitzvah ever to remember this. Mitzrayim's no Zechaz Yitzrayim. So it means like this. Altisku Rishaynis, the Kadmoinias, meaning the early Mitzrayim, Altis Boinanu. Altiskuru Rishayin is a Shibur Malchis. There'll be no Zecher of Bovel of Edoy. Kadmoinia is Altisboinu, Zuyitzias Mitzrayim. Don't say Altiskuru. It says Altisboinu. You won't think about it so heavy, but you will remember, meaning it's secondary. Hinani Oisech Hadosh at the Titzmach. Because the final one will be the big one. Tony Bezes, Umulchemes Gegung Mogoik. Moshe Lemoadov, Doimel Odom Shoy Mahalei Baderech. I mean, things, as they get more, you forget the older ones. Pogabo Zev, Venitzel Mimenu, Voyimisap of Oilech, the Maisa Zev. Next, Pogabo Ari, Venitzel Mimenu, Voyimisap of Oilech, Maisa Ari. Pogabo Nochash, the final one, Nitzel Mimenu, Shochach, Maisa Shteim. That point both fade, Voyimisap of Oilech, Maisa Nochash, Avkach Yisrael, Tzores Achroinis, Meshachris Esorishoinis. I'm just going to try and go a little further. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. There will somebody saying a Shia. I just want to finish the parak if we can. Avrom hu Avrohom. B'tchilo nasa av la'arom. Avrom, he was av on, just on his people. Lipsov nasa av l'chol o'ilam kulo. Av hamoin goyim Avrohom. Sorai, he's Sora. B'tchilo nasa sorai. Losh and yochid. More parak, l'umoso. Lipsov nasa soro. Asa l'chol o'ilam kulo. Tony Bakaporo. Kol akoyri la'avrom Avrom. Oyve be'esay, you're on an essay. We call Avram Avin Avram. Shenema hoy Shimcha Avraham. Reb Lezom over belav. Shenema v'liyikori oyde Shimcha Avram. Ela oh, so it's a Meir deGazach. Somebody calls Avram Avin Avram is a Eva Fahesim mitalav. Is the Achroinim are busy ad ain sof. It's not brought in the money amitzus. None of the money amitzus. What's he says? The Raisa Hesim mitalav. Not one of the money amitzus brings this as a essay or a lav. So some say there are Gemaras that are Choylik. Some say we don't count mitzvahs from before Matan Torah. It's a big, big populum here. What happened? Got lost in the shuffle. And it's not even brought into the Pasuk. Rabbi Kivega brings here, somewhere, Rabbi Kivega, Morgan Avram and Kufnu Vav. It's by the end of Vilchus Beis HaKnesset. It's a long, long Morgan Avram, where he brings Ladina, all these types of Gemaras that are not brought anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. He does bring this, Lahaloka. But what happened to this Gemara? It doesn't seem to appear anywhere. Oh, interesting thing. So if you call Avram Avram, you have an essay in a lot. So it should be the same thing with Sarai and Sarah. It should be the same thing. Elamiata keri l'sora Sarai yochanami. No, it's not. Hosom kutshibrichu omel Avram. It's not a public thing. It's Avram Avinu was changed. He told Avram Avinu, you shouldn't call a Sarai anymore. It doesn't go on anybody else. Interesting thing. Sarai ish lo tiku eshmo Sarai ki Sarai shmo. Good. What about Yaakov? Elamiata curly Yaakov. Hechanamish shiny hosom. The Hoda had recorded. The Pesach himself calls him Yaakov after that. Vayomer lekim liyisuba maris alayim. Yaakov. Like we said before, there Hashem never meant to take out the name. He meant to make it a secondary name to Yisroel. Mosiv Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Avin. You told me now you're not allowed to refer to Avraham or Binu as Avraham. So I simit alav. Vitem Rabbi Yosi Bazvida. Atu Hashem lekim. We say it every day. We say it every morning. Does it doch in Nechemia? So you're calling him Avram? Omale Hosom Novi Huduka Mesada Lishipchidrachmanam I have the Mikor. There he's telling over what happened. He's saying you picked him. At that point he was Avram. He's not calling him Avram. He's saying when he was Avram, the last Rashi, the Mekor Shebochartabo Biyoshmay Avram, the Samtishmay Avraham. That's not calling him Avram. That's saying what happened.